the Faust Symphony. The orchestral masterwork of these Weimar years, a piece that every one of us should know, is the Faust Symphony. Quickly, the particulars. It was Hector Berlioz who introduced Liszt to Goethe's Faust way back in 1830. The Faust legend itself began in the early 1500s and has its basis in a real-life person named Johann Faustus. Herr Faustus was a magician, an astrologer, and a fraud, a born showman who wandered across central and northern Germany casting horoscopes and amazing the locals with magic tricks. He was awarded a degree by Heidelberg University in 1509, becoming but another in a long line of charlatans recognized by academic institutions as being special, and forever after was known as Dr. Faustus. Apparently, the good doctor used to brag that he had supernatural powers that had been given to him by the devil. He died in 1540, and soon after, the story began to circulate that he had indeed sold his soul to Mephistopheles, that for 24 years, all his wishes and desires were granted at the ultimate cost of his soul. Well, this is very good stuff, my friends. Ripe and juicy. Good versus evil, temptation versus self-control, piety versus impiety. A whole Faustian literary cottage industry sprang up, including Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus of 1601, the most famous of these early versions of the Faust story. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe's epic version of the Faust legend, decades in the writing, was different than any that had come before it. Goethe's version begins in heaven, where Mephistopheles actually asks God's permission to corrupt Faust's soul. God is so confident that Faust is incorruptible that he gives Mephistopheles permission to proceed. And although Faust, in Goethe's version, a thinker and philosopher disillusioned with the limits of knowledge, although Faust tastes all the pleasures the devil can deliver, he remains dissatisfied. Finally, Faust meets, seduces, and destroys the beautiful and innocent Gretchen. Filled with remorse and redeemed by the love Gretchen gave him, Faust uses Mephistopheles' power to do good in the world. At the moment of death, he is borne away by angels, himself redeemed and forgiven. Okay, what do we got here? A man, Faust, who thirsts for the ultimate, the sine qua non, at any price. A man of intellect and passion who is redeemed by love. A struggle over one man, a metaphor for the struggle over humankind, really, by the forces of good and evil, heaven and hell. A recognition of both the duality and frailty of humankind and the ultimate power of forgiveness. Do we not think that Liszt identified almost completely with Goethe's Faust, or what? It must have been like looking at himself in the mirror, alive and living, right there in Weimar, in Goethe's own city. Liszt thought about Faust for a long time. In 1849, he conducted excerpts from Robert Schumann's Scenes from Faust. In 1852, Liszt was in the audience as Berlioz conducted his own Damnation of Faust there in Weimar, a work that Berlioz dedicated to Liszt, for which Liszt would return the favor by dedicating his Faust Symphony to Berlioz. Apropos of his own plans to set the Faust legend, Liszt wrote, and I quote, "Anything connected with Goethe is dangerous for me to handle," unquote. Well, Liszt finally took the bull by the horns, or should we say more appropriately, the orchestra by the horns, and in a white heat composed his Faust Symphony, over 300 pages of score, in 2 months, between August and October of 1854. It's the first of his orchestral works he orchestrated entirely by himself. Liszt's Faust Symphony consists of three movements. Movement one is entitled Faust, movement two, Gretchen, movement three, Mephistopheles. Let us sample the principal themes of each movement and discuss what they programmatically represent. Movement one, Faust. The character of Faust is represented by four principal themes. The symphony begins with the first of these four themes. This first theme, played without any accompaniment by muted violas and cellos, represents Faust's moral and spiritual dilemma. He is a man who has lost faith with himself and his God. Liszt projects this moral and spiritual crisis, Faust's rootlessness, with a melody built out of a series of descending augmented triads, a melody that itself suspends any feeling of key center, that creates a sense of harmonic rootlessness, lacking, as it does, any feeling of harmonic stability.